The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ10カウントダウンです。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a top 10 countdown on
Japan Top 10.
Hello everyone, this is Andy.
And I'm Shauna.
And you, of course, are listening to Japan Top 10. Today, we are bringing you the November 2022 countdown, and we have a lot of exciting artists to bring to you today. So, let's get into it. But before we jump too far into things, we have a few announcements for you. Would you like to join our team? We are currently urgently looking for various staff members, including audio editors, content producers, and on-air hosts, like us, to join our podcast. So you can join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there and really share your passion with a wide audience. So check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for all of those details.
And one more quick announcement is the results of our annual listener survey are out. So we would like to congratulate Amber E for winning the prize. And, you know, honestly, thank you so much to everyone who participated in this year's survey. And we're looking forward to reviewing and receiving all your responses and revising our podcast based on your very valuable feedback. So all the details will again be on the website at jtop10.jp/survey very, very soon.
Yes, wonderful. Congrats. All right. Well, I mean, Shauna, how are you doing at the top of our November season so far?
Honestly, I'm kind of sad that October's over. Halloween is one of my personal favorite seasons, but or holidays. I don't semantics, but I feel good about November.
Oh, that's good. I'm a big Halloween fan too. Did you do anything to celebrate this year?
Not at all, but it happened in my mind, so it counts.
Yeah, no, definitely. And like just the general atmosphere online and stuff, I feel like people get pretty excited about it too. I mean, and on the Japan side of things, there's like, what is it, the Jimina Halloween or Jimina costume. It's like the mundane costumes. I love seeing that every year. Well, that is great. I'm also a bit sad that October is over, but so it goes. We'll have to look forward to October next year and all the fun that will bring.
At least we now know that Christmas is around the corner because every single shop has some Christmas song playing right now, and I don't know why.
I know. It is so early every year, and it drives me... Well, I'm sorry. I know I should appreciate everyone's, you know, excitement, but... Oh, it's a bit early for me.
Yeah, a bit of a preemptive, like, celebration there, but...
Well, I mean, thankfully we can sit and enjoy the present with our November countdown, so shall we get into it without further ado?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, at number 10, we have a new introduction to our countdown this month, and that is Yama with the song Shikisai.
Number 10. じっと君を見逃さないで、きっと大人はそれらしくするので、かかりきりになるんだ。関心はまだ僕ら真珠のかけらだって、昔そこに物語がなければ、からくりの中でもある僕らへのさ。
That, again, was Yama with Shikisai, or in English, color. So Yama is a J-pop singer that debuted in 2018.
She's also known for her soft yet powerful voice.
And I think keen listeners would be able to pick out that Shikisai is the ending theme to Spy Family Season 2. Have you been keeping up with Spy Family or interested
absolutely, absolutely. Oh my god. This has easily been one of my favorite animes of the year. I mean, I was so excited when they like announced that they were doing like even season one, and I've been keeping up, so.
Oh, that is good to hear. I haven't delved into the anime yet, but I was a big fan of the manga, so I'm happy to see all this hype for such a wonderful series, like you said.
It genuinely is. And, I mean, in the best crossover ever, one of my favorite artists is Yama. So, I mean, I was very, very excited when I heard that ending theme for this season.
Oh, nice. No, actually, I was doing some reading before our episode because I don't know a lot about Yama. And it was cool to, like, I don't know, you probably already know this, but, like, she was a Vocaloid producer early on in her career. Yeah, that's so cool. I always love that, like, transition.
She's easily one of the... I feel like I have a lot of friends who... may not necessarily listen to J-pop but somehow know who Yama is, because her audios do tend to like draw a lot of listeners as well, so...
Oh, that's so cool.
And she always has these really pretty like aesthetic arts attached to her like music.
Oh yeah, I definitely noticed that with Shikisai. Like the video for that was so cool.
So cool. Oh.
Yeah. Well, wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, talking about like really cool songs, and another new addition to our list is Yanagi Koji Parallel Universe by Asian Kung Fu Generation.
Number 9. Omotta tori tare mo inai tokubetsu na koi no yukan mo shinai nigamushi hitotsu kamishimete kaisatsu no saki ni kimi yanagi de atte tanuki janai
And that was Yanagi Koji, Parallel Universe. And this was sung by Asian Kung Fu Generation, which is a Japanese alternative rock band formed in Yokohama in 1996.
And way back in the 90s, they started out as a college band, and Asian Kung Fu Generation released a series of independent EPs featuring lyrics mostly sung in English, actually.
I mean, the band has also been cited as one of the best, most balanced modern rock bands to emerge from Japan in the 2000s, and I completely agree. I mean, this is one of the coolest, like, easy to listen to rock bands I've heard in a while.
Yeah, I also love the name Asian Kung Fu Generation, like... It's just such a, punchy, awesome name.
You know, it's in line with Japanese, like, naming tendencies where, like, you choose some of the best, like, random English words that just come together and it works, right? I mean...
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I promise I didn't research every song. I was just doing some reading before we got set up. But I was reading about this song, too, because, like... The name, the title is so interesting, Yanagi Koji, like, Parallel Universe, and I found out that it's, like, from their album Demachi Anagi Pair, I think Parallel Universe, which is has all like features all of these station names around Japan.
That's so cool. So,
Yeah, it was really like interesting to read about just because I haven't really kept up with Asian Kung Fu Generation. So a little tidbit, extra tidbit.
that's like fun. I'm assuming random information off the top of one's head, but I mean, good things to know. I mean, hey, if this song plays, you know that, you know, we could maybe play the next station next. You know, it's just
Yeah, the just bopping around the
They're creating the lore.
Yeah. So, anyways, that again, of course, was Yanagi Koji Parallel Universe. And you know, we're coming in hot with a lot of new additions to our countdown, and our next song is not an exception to that rule. So, the next song will be Hitotsuboshi by Ko Plus. I hope you enjoy.
Number 8.
Cause you
That again was Co-Plus with the song Hitotsuboshi. Now, Co-Plus is a unit formed by Chibasaki Ko and Fukuyama Masaharu.
So, Masaharu Fukuyama is a Japanese singer, songwriter, and actor from Nagasaki. He debuted in 1990 with the single Tsuiyoku no Ame no Naka.
Yes, that is right. And Ko Shibasaki is a Japanese actress and singer who has performed in numerous television shows, movies, and commercials, including having a lead role in the live-action version of Holic, which is obviously a Clamp staple, you know, for all my Clamp fans out there.
Absolutely.
And it's actually the same Holic that the song Habit is for. So if you are, you know, deep in the Holic lore, that is a shout out to all the fans out there.
No, but I mean, I like really like the song. Actually, I don't keep up with Holic, so I mean, I'm gonna go ahead and listen to Habit like after this is over. You know, I'm gonna fall down that rabbit hole now real soon. So.
Ah, same. And okay, this is so embarrassing. So there's a Japanese rapper who's also Ko, and it's also spelled K-O-H, which is how Ko Plus is spelled. And I was like, in getting prepared for this episode, I was listening to Hitotsuboshi, and I'm like expecting a rap song to come out, and it's like this beautiful, you know, ballad-esque.
That must have been nice. The biggest like cognitive dissonance ever. Like, what is this? Where is this coming from?
Yeah, I was just like so thrown off guard because I know the rapper Ko has worked with Utada Hikaru, so I'm like, oh, maybe it's like that kind of style, like he's gonna bring it there. Anyways, it was not that, but it was beautiful all the same.
Appreciate both worlds.
Yes.
And if we're going to talk about music to appreciate, we're coming in with a fan favorite artist, Aimeon, with her song 3636, and it's dropped about 5 places on the chart.
Number 7.
あなたが固くと刺したその心 And that was 3636 by Aimeon, who is a Japanese singer and songwriter, and she was influenced by her grandmother and father.
Oh, that's sweet. Well, I mean, Aimeon almost needs no introduction, but she made her indie debut with the single Anata Kaibo Junaika Shine, a release that was available only at Tower Records, which entered the Oricon Indies Top 10 chart.
And on December 31st, 2018, Aimeon made her first appearance on the 69th edition of NHK's Kuhaku Uta Gassen, which is Japan's prestigious New Year's Eve music program, where she performed her song Marigold. So that's a really nice thing to keep in mind, considering we're back around, you know, the December Christmas time season.
Yeah, I'm happy to see Aimeon continuing to she has like a chokehold on the kind of indie girly aesthetic in Japan right now, and
absolutely.
She has maintained her top spot at that position.
Yeah. Aimeon's really blossomed, and you know, she's gotten so much love in the Japan music industry. At least I feel like I've heard most of her songs like over and over again, and like for good reason. Such a bop.
Yeah, and she has collaborated with Ken Hirai, which is all I need to know about her as an artist. So no, but yes, we love to see the girlies succeeding.
always.
Well, before we jump back into the hits, I have another announcement for you. Do you want to advertise on our podcast and market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts? You can reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit a budget or your company. You can find all of those details at jtop10.jp, and we will help find an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. Well, without further ado, going from one wonderful leading female artist to another hard hitter in the J-pop community, and that is Aiko. This is another new addition to our countdown, and it is the song Hateshinai Futari.
Number 6.
That again was Hatte Shinai Futari by Aiko. Now, Aiko is a Japanese singer and songwriter and is most famous for her hit songs Ashita, Kabutomushi, Hanabi, Sakura no Toki, Boyfriend, Kira Kira, and Milk. Sorry, I love her song Milk. And
had to mention it always, yeah. And Hatte Shinai Futari is Aiko's 43rd single, and she released it on October 12th.
The song is the theme song for Maeda Atsuko and Kikuchi Fuma's film Motto Chousetsu Shita Tokoroe. So that is something that you can look forward to if you are a Japanese film fan, which I know a lot of the I shouldn't say focus, but media attention has been on like Korean films, but J-dramas and, you know, Japanese films are still just as great. So if you're looking for a recommendation and you like this song, you can check that out.
I mean, definitely. I feel like I actually really do like the soundtracks for a lot of Japanese movies, dramas, etc. I mean, I like the shows as well, but I feel like the songs always hit weirdly different.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Like, a very good collect, like, whoever is organizing or composing.
Yeah, really, like, curating, like, some of the best songs.
Yeah, agreed. I could not agree more.
And if we're going to talk about curating the best songs, we're out here, like, wanting to know if you're one of those people. So if you're an indie Japanese music artist, we're going to be really excited to hopefully see you on our list. Because if you create Japanese music and want some exposure, you can get in touch with our music director by sending them an email, which is nola@jtop10.jp, along with the song you'd like to feature on the podcast. So we're looking to curate some good music too.
That was a killer transition. Just kudos for that.
I feel like I'm growing into this. I feel like I'm enjoying it a lot more than I should, but I'm never going to regret it.
Nor should you. You are like a master of your craft.
And with that, we can get into our next song, which is Shinjidai or New Genesis by Ado. And it has dropped about 4 places on the charts.
Number 5.
Shinjidai wa kono mirai da sky juu zenbu kaete shimaeba.
And that was Shinjidai, which was New Genesis. And New Genesis is the debut single of Uta, who's the main antagonist in the One Piece film Red. This was such a good movie. I'll talk about that later, though. And it's the theme song for the movie, for the film itself. And it was released on June 8th, 2022. The song is a collaboration between the singer Ado and songwriter and producer Yasutaka Nakata.
Also, my turn to geek out. Yasutaka Nakata is like the producer of producers in my book, and yeah, so double shout out to both
of us, just fangirling here. Different things, but same energy.
Yes, and we'll definitely get back to One Piece at the end of our lovely little introduction for Ado. Ado is the pseudonym of a Japanese singer who made her debut in 2020 at the age of 17 with the digital single titled Usewa.
Okay, so in 2014, Ado took an interest in music after the video sharing website Nico Nico, really pulling out our favorite artists, was released on Nintendo 3DS. So she began watching videos on the small screen of the Nintendo and was so impressed by the cover singers on Nico Nico who sang without showing their faces. So in 2017, our fave girlie began singing as an internet cover singer on Nico Nico. The genesis of so many great artists.
I'm also so obsessed with, like, people going... Well, I mean, it was of the time in 2014 to, like, to watch Nico Nico on your 3DS, but it just is such, like, a hit of, like, dopamine with nostalgia to think about that.
Genuinely. Like, everyone just crowding around that one kid who had a 3DS and just, like, like, you know, my God, look at what they're doing. Ugh.
Yes, and speaking of crowding around and excitement, is there anything you'd like to share with us about One Piece film Red?
Too much. Oh my God. When I say the soundtrack of this movie went off, I sat in that theater for like a good 20 minutes afterwards, just like in complete shock. This movie, I mean, if you are a fan of Japanese music, this movie, whether you like One Piece or not, I think you should like One Piece. I'm not judging you, but I just feel like it's good life advice to like One Piece. But I'm just saying, even if you don't, God forbid, this is a good movie to go watch if you enjoy music. I think I missed an exam to go watch this movie, but it was worth it. It was so, so worth it.
I am proud that you're dedicated to one craft, to, you know, shiv off any responsibilities.
Absolutely. What are responsibilities in the face of, like, a good music? I mean,
True. I mean, who am I to argue? I've done so many dubious things in the name of music, so... wonderful. Well, I mean... On the train, I don't mean to stop us, mid-excitement, but on the train of new music and exploring new music, let's get to another new song on our countdown, and someone who isn't new to our countdown, but new this month, is Official Hige Dandism with the song Subtitle.
Number 4. こりついた心には太陽を きっと君に渡したいものはもっとひんやり熱いもの綺麗事じゃないけど否定揺るぎないもの上辺よりも胸の奥の奥を温めるもの理想だけはあるけど心のどこ探してもまるで見つからないんだよ
そばに立ってても不必要に汗をかいてしまう僕なんかもどうしたって生ぬるくて君を痛めつけてしまうのだろう手のひらが熱いほど心は冷たいんでしょ冗談でもそんな残酷なこと言わないでよ別に言えばいいけど全人生をかけてもちゃんと覆さしてよ救いたい救われたいこのイコールが今優しく剥がしていくんだよ硬い理論武装プライドの過剰記憶からこぼれ落ちて溶けていって消えてしまうでも絶えず僕らのストーリーに添えられた字幕のように思い返した時不意に目をやる時に君の胸を震わすもの探し続けたい愛してるよ
That again was Subtitle. I hope you enjoyed. So, Official Hige Dandism is a Japanese pop band formed in Shimane, Japan in 2012 by Satoshi Fujihara, who is the lead vocalist and does piano. Of course, joined by Daisuke Ozasa, who is the lead guitar and backing vocals, as well as Makoto Narazaki, who does bass, saxophone, backing vocals, and last but not least, Masaki Matsuda, who does drums, percussion, and backing vocals as well.
So, Subtitle is the theme song of the Fuji TV drama series Silent. Sorry, that took a while to like register in my brain as well, but...
No, it's like, yeah, because I think you're anticipating like a longer name of a drama series.
I'm like waiting for the Japanese naming system to come out and give me a shock, but no, it's just Silent, pun intended.
Silent. Oh, beautiful. And this song actually debuted at number 3 on the Japanese Billboard, which is surprising to probably no one because Official Hige Dandism
always
as well
coming
as...
out with like such good songs. I mean, that excitement from the previous song to this has not diminished. I love Hige Dandism. Mm-hmm. I cannot explain it. They have hit. They hit. Oh, their songs are just...
Yeah, I know our... A fellow member on the podcast, Connor, we were just doing an episode and he was expunging his love for Hige Dandism as well and like the uniqueness of their instrumentation and everything.
Hard not to love them. They have some of the best like instrumentals ever. And I mean, their songs are... It's the... Okay, I'm gonna be completely honest. When I like enjoy songs, it really does come from like the vibe I get. Like you need to give me like main character moments for me to like be like, this song is going to be the soundtrack to the rest of my life. And I feel like official like Hige Dandism has never failed to do that for me. Or like put in a pair of earphones, you know, I'm walking down the streets. All of y'all are just side characters. This is my moment.
Yes, I will gladly, you know, join the cast, the colorful cast of the background characters of your life, Shauna.
Oh my god, Andy is the a real one. This is what true friendship looks like. Oh my god.
Yes.
And I mean, with that, again, another artist that never fails to give main character energy is Kenshi Yonezu with his new song, Kickback.
Number 3.
And that was Kickback by Kenshi Yonezu. Kenshi Yonezu is a Japanese musician, singer-songwriter, record producer, and illustrator. A lot of titles under his belt.
Yeah, and not to mention was also a Vocaloid producer back in the day.
How dare we forget that?
yes, and like I love what you said about, you know, main character energy with Kenshi Yonezu, because I'm pretty sure that's like the... you know, main storyline in all of his videos, this one included.
It really is, though. Mm.
Yes, so Kickback is, of course, the opening for the new hit anime Chainsaw Man.
I'm not gonna geek out this. I'm not gonna geek. I can't do this again. I feel like I'll just die of like absolute like serotonin during this episode. But
Yes.
An added reason is because the music producer Daiki Tsuneta of King New and Millennium Parade co-arranged the song with Yonezu, and he also appears in the music video along with Kenji Yonezu. I'm not freaking out, you know. I'm good. It's all calm energy, you know, peaceful. I'm not dying inside.
Oh. This music video is so funny to me because it's like pumps up the romantic tension present in all. Okay, I'm sorry. This is my hill to die on. The inherent romantic tension between rivals of shonen anime, and it's just played out with Kenshi Yonezu and Daiki Tsuneta. Like, it's so funny to me.
It is the best version of what a crossover should be.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, it just bops. Oh, it's just perfect. You know, it just works. And also, can we talk about Chainsaw Man for a second?
Yes, please. Of course.
If there's any like any two animes that you end up watching this year, I don't care if it's like 1 month. You just need to watch this. This is like ardent plea from a very badly managed, chaotic fan. Chainsaw Man is such a good manga. Chainsaw Man, Spy X Family will take over the world at some point, and for good reason. These are it's a dog. It's about a dog. May have a chainsaw in him, but like a dog.
I mean, yeah, both, you know, Spy Family and Chainsaw Man are, you know, for dog lovers out there, they are heavy representation in the dog-loving community.
Absolutely. Dude, I could go on for a while, so I think, like, we should just, like...
Yeah, for sure. And my last note, I need Kenshi Yonezu, who I'm sure is listening to our podcast right now, I just need to have a moment with him to say, you need to stop using that chord. He's used that chord, like the break in the middle of the song. And I'm like, I love it. It sounds good with your voice. It was beautiful, but we can move on.
Oh, God.
No, but I love it. And I hope you enjoyed Kickback as well. Not to shade it too hard. Well, of course, I have a lot of opinions about music and all manner of songs, but you don't get to hear all of those opinions all the time. Why not? Because you might not be a Patreon donor. So if you want to hear some extra songs and, of course, extra content, you can join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode and extra content on other episodes. So for full details, you should definitely visit our site at jtop10.jp/club. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's the lowest investment to get the maximum enjoyment out of our content.
And can we also, just for a moment, appreciate that transition? I'm learning from the sensei here, so I feel like it really... Oh! I was just like, that was such a good transition. Oh!
Thank you. You really feed into my like desire to get better as well. So thank you. We
just
feed off of each other.
This is all about growth.
Yes. All right, and getting back into the thick of it, we have Bump of Chicken with the song Souvenir. Yet another new addition to our countdown.
Number 2. ついてしまったみたい。バックピの色仕込毎日を。悪いことへ行かのように帰る種と仕掛けにて会えたことなんかよくなれない。空の下心は仕舞って駆け抜けて。そんな風にどうにか生きてきたメロディーが重なった小さな目に街のどんな明かりよりも見つけられて欲しかった。この目が選んだ景色に一つずつリボンかけて。もみあげみたいに集めながら続くよ。帰り道季節が挨拶くれたよ。涙もちょっと拾ったよ。どこから話そう。
たい通り過ぎるばっかの毎日にそこにいた証拠を探したメロディーが繋がったそうしてくれた世に手を振って知らせるよ迷わないでいいと言ってくれたようにどこからどんな旅をして見つけ合うことができたのあなたの機能を明日も知らないままかねリムジンどうしゃぶり一体何回くぐって笑ってくれたの月より遠い世界から辿ってきたかいリムジン
That again was Bump of Chicken with Souvenir, another band that needs nearly no introduction. Bump of Chicken is a Japanese alternative rock group from Sakura, Chiba, Japan.
And real big throwback here because the members first met in kindergarten, they really played the long game. And they were classmates throughout their primary and secondary education. So their first performance was in 1994 during the 9th grade cultural festival playing a cover of the Beatles version of Twist and Shout. So they've been playing like when they were like in diapers and stuff. This was a band that was just meant to be.
Yeah, I love those stories. That story is so anime to me, like just yeah. Well, this song, Souvenir, was featured as the opening song for the 2022 anime adaptation of the manga Spy Family Season 2.
Yes, let's go. This anime is getting the love it deserves.
No, for sure. I think it is, yeah, it's just so cozy. And like you said, bangers on bangers, you know, fill the background and soundtrack for most anime and manga, but especially Spy Family.
I'm feeling weird pride, even though I have zero investment in, you know, the anime or the manga. I'm just like, that's my baby, all grown up, you know, getting mentions everywhere. Oh,
I feel that. I don't know why, but I feel that. I feel like, yeah, it's just like, oh yeah, anime and manga that deserve to be, well, you know, so many stories deserve to be produced, but this feels like something that people have wanted for a long time. So.
Oh, for sure. And another one of my favorites. I can easily say that this artist has seen so much growth, especially right now. I mean, I know of so many people who now just love Fujikaze, and this song, I have personal attachment to this song, so this song is Grace by Fujikaze.
Number one.
Grace, grace, grace.
And that was a new song to our list, Grace by Fujikaze. And he is a Japanese singer, songwriter, and musician under Universal Sigma.
Yes, and this single, Grace, serves as the theme song for his collaboration with mobile carrier company Docomo. Oh, shout out! That was my old mobile carrier.
Yay!
Yay! And yes, this is, of course, the collaboration Kaze Films Docomo Future Project. The song was written to reflect the project's themes that everyone has talent.
And now this is exactly why this video means so much to me. So the music video was shot in India, in the state of Uttarakhand, and the video has a joyous mood and it reflects the song's lyrics of being thankful for the grace that we have in our lives. So
yes.
This video was shot in India and Pooja Kaze has always spoken about his love for India, and I have felt so much love for that representation.
That's so wonderful. Like, you kind of had mentioned, but does Pooja Kaze have a following in India, would you say? Or?
Absolutely. Okay, so, you know, I think after Shinonoga Iwa, you know, really blew up, I think people started, like, jumping on the Pooja Kaze, like, you know, train and, like, started, like, like, really enjoying his songs. And then when Grace came out, when I have friends, again, who've, like, never listened to music, but listened to Grace just because of this music video. And, it was, personally for me, as someone who really loves Japanese music and thinks it's so underrated. And, you know, you don't really see, like, Western slash trends outside of India really blow up here. Because we have our own really thriving music industry. It was so cool to see, like something I love just grow in, like, a place I genuinely never thought it would find a home. Oh, my heart just melts. And the song is so good. It is so good.
Yeah, like, I was going to say, it doesn't hurt that Pooja Kaze is an amazing artist and this song
is really beautiful. I really loved this music video because it was such a romanticization of India without the bells and whistles of, it didn't try to make it out to be more than it was. I have a lot of personal opinions here because I'm very personally invested, but this song is so good. Oh, I mean, the music video is really wholesome and cute. So.
Shauna, please pour over the song because I love hearing, like, that perspective is, you know, just so unique and so, like you were kind of mentioning, underrepresented, just, you know, based on not there aren't a lot of J-pop artists that try and branch out, you know, to appeal to an Indian audience or
genuinely,
you know,
yeah.
So yeah, I
feel
like that's really cool.
I feel like it's a part, at least like the Middle East or East South Asia is not necessarily the marketable, like, place for a lot of music, but I'm really glad to see that, like, music is branching outside, like, Western slash Japanese music, East Asian music is branching outside of, you know, the confines of just each other.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's beautiful to see, and I know I'm gonna sound like a broken record. This song has, like, the bones of Ken Hirai inside of it. I just can feel it, because I know...
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, and I know Ken Hirai is someone who has, like, in the past featured India as a backdrop for some of his music. So I'm just, like, appreciate, like, kind of, like, passing the torch onto the next generation to, you know, take up the mantle of, you know, showing love, like you were saying.
Honestly, love that.
Well, this is normally where we would decompress and have, you know, the end of our episode, but we have an indie spotlight for you today, actually, and our indie spotlight today comes from the artist At Ease. So the song that we'll be featuring is called Social Renegades from 2021. I hope you enjoy. That again was At Ease with Social Renegades. So At Ease, or Ad Sungeng, is an Indonesian artist who creates electronic music, remixes, and covers of popular and folk music.
So At Ease also has a lot of love, gets a lot of love. He has over 2.6 million listeners on Spotify and nearly 150,000 monthly listeners.
Dang, I just have to shout out, you know, I love getting, you know, the electronic feel and, you know, techno side of things. That's just kind of my roots musically. And this song was just really pleasant and so, I don't know, it was like warm is, I guess, how I would
No, I get that. I get that. And I'm also going to mention that I love that, you know, so I've never really listened to too many Indonesian artists, so this was a really great sort of entryway into that world.
Hmm.
So yeah, I really enjoyed it that way.
Yes, so that again was our indie spotlight, and I hope that everyone enjoyed that little brief glimpse into At Ease and their oeuvre, and we'll continue to check them out on Spotify.
I guess that's a wrap on today's episode.
Yes, no, thank you. How are you feeling as we've journeyed through such wonderful hits, both new and old?
I've never been happier, honestly. I feel like this is going to be the highlight of my day.
That is good. I've often heard that November is kind of the Thursday of months, so hopefully we've brought some joy to,
you know. So weirdly accurate. I never thought of it that way, but now that you've said it, I can't get it out of my brain.
Yes, right? So hopefully, you know, kind of in anticipation for the end of the week, end of the year, hopefully this brought some joy to everyone's, all of our listeners' Novembers. And Cassie and Lydia will actually hopefully bring a little more joy as they will join together for an interesting cultures episode 2 weeks from now. And this will feature songs of music videos that have Japanese architecture, which is like the coolest idea. I've never
it really
thought
is.
Of that.
But, I'm excited yeah. to listen to that one.
I am too, and yeah, so join Tassie and Lydia for that cultures episode a few weeks out from now. And yeah, as always, thank you for joining us. We hope that you continue to stay safe and enjoy the rest of your November.
Bye.
Jane.
Japan Top 10.